A trade war with Mexico could disrupt the local economies in Connecticut and New York. That is, if President Donald Trump fulfills his campaign promise to have Mexico pay for a border wall with a 20% tariff on imports. Trump says he plans to speed up talks this month to overhaul Mexican trade agreements under NAFTA. J.D. Allen reports.
Pat Moffitt is the vice president of Vox International. They import leather from Mexico to make headrests for American car companies.
Our customers don't want to hear, okay, you got a 20% issue now that's just been raised on your product coming from Mexico. That's not my problem. I have this price and you need to maintain it. So then the loss goes to the importer.
Moffitt sometimes has to ship goods back over the border to Mexico and Canada, so a tariff could cost Vox a fortune.
Let's say it's $100 a roll, which is, you know, that's not the case, but $100 a roll, you're going to have to pay another 20%. Your entered value under NAFTA would be 100. Your entered value under the new procedure would be $120.
The U.S. Department of Commerce says Mexico is New York's eighth largest trading partner and imports almost $4 billion worth of goods. Connecticut trades goods worth about $1 billion and Long Island another $300,000. Michael Driscoll with Adelphi University's Business School says a trade war with Mexico in the U.S. will raise prices for customers.
You know, simple laws of supply and demand, right? As prices are going to go up, people are going to buy less of those products.
Driscoll says a tariff will force companies to trade elsewhere if they can find a willing partner.
The U.S. is by far and away the most important economy in the world, but we can't expect that we're going to do these kind of things to other countries and they're not going to retaliate.
Moffitt, who also founded Long Island Import Export Association, says he doesn't think Congress would ever approve Trump's tariff.
I think this is saber rattling. I'm not sure he can do it on his own. I'm not familiar with that part of it. But this would be, you know, an outrageous thing to do.
Trump says he wants to begin renegotiation of NAFTA as soon as possible. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.